Welcome to ESL RPG. On this week's episode, a questionable experiment, the barn goes boom, and the return to the bar. There will be bloopers at the end of this episode, but we will start with one to confuse you with it being out of context and to set the mood, also to tide you over until the end.
I don't know TPK.
Yeah, stupidity makes for great stories.
It does!
Some of the best!
Ow! I forgot about that! What was JP's sponsor?
And now, to the story.
How's Bob Jr. now? As I scratch him behind his earphones.
You got it to the point where it won't run you over anymore, although it's still... It looks at you, looks out the door, looks back at you, it kind of nudges your hand towards the latch of its stall.
Well, we could bring the mages here. We could bring it to the mages. It's Bob Jr., you want to come for a walk?
It continues to kind of look between you and the doors.
You know, if we're going to need any mages involved, we may want to bring them here so they can see the origin point.
Who wants to run off and get mages?
I will.
Are we going to trust the...
Try to explain the rules of don't split the tree.
Okay.
So only that is that narrative. Nothing's narrative dangerous. So probably not would be a bad thing.
Okay.
So you're going to a dungeon calling with us for the part.
We're in a city. I mean, if
we're outside, like just outside the city, like 30 minutes outside the city.
Well, yeah, at this point I say this. I mean... You see an increasing number of rodent skeletons that should have you all a little worried, but no, nothing. There, nothing's attacking you guys at the moment.
I'm gonna see if I've got some cheese.
I'm interested in these mouse skeletons that seem to be burrowing underground. Is it possible for me to dig?
Yeah, you're in a bar. There's Jeremy Hughes' shovel somewhere.
Tell you what, while we're all doing this, why don't we send Corgan and Renna off to grab mages?
Yeah, okay, somebody goes and gets the whore here. That's not whore.
Whore!
Talking at the same time. I'm going to advise the farmer that he may want to leave the area for a little while, just because this started with sigils on a barn. Then there's like a dead skeleton guy who was in the barn at the time trying to deal with things. He's a skeleton. Now there's a bunch of mice and rats running around that were, we assume, in the barn that are skeletons. The cow that was in the barn is now a skeleton.
And
whatever this is, it seems to be getting bigger and maybe spreading.
And I'd like to add that I'm pretty sure that Minotaur was not in the barn before it got turned into a skeleton.
Minotaur would be a magical creature anyway, but yeah.
I'd like to pick up one of these mice and keep it as my pet.
That's going to require a handle animal check.
And it's going to be required to actually catch one of the fast.
So roll d20 and we'll add...
Here, buddy, I think I found some cheese.
That's a 17 plus your handling animal.
0, 17.
So, yeah, you managed to pick it up without it biting you.
I will follow his example. I imagine I might be able to grab one of these mice for future study. So I will also attempt to grab one of these skeleton mice. 15 plus animal handling. 17.
Alright, yeah, you might have to pick it up without biting again. One thing you guys are noticing is the mice, after you pick up the second one, they kind of all start paying you guys attention.
Ooh.
I'm not sure I have that many dead mice focused on me.
So you
I'll keep an eye on skeletons and bad things on the way.
The those of you who are being the mages find the farther you get from the bar, the less and less dead that you see.
That's good.
That's really good.
But it does mean that the barn is probably the center of all this.
Yes, yeah, so it's good we're not there anymore.
Yes, we don't have to come back.
I prefer not being a dead thing.
Okay, Vince, I've got a crazy idea.
I see if the
mice will go for my mushrooms.
They kind of look at it, but they don't really mess with it. They all come back and focus on the group of you.
Okay, I put him back and I scratch the bull's ear bones again.
And it's still trying to do its best to get out of here, just not aggressively. Like, it's the point now where it kind of holds at the door a little bit, even like a dog scratching the bottom of the door trying to get out of it.
I know, Bob Jr. But we're going to have a nice doctor-type mage person take a look at you and make sure you're nice and healthy.
And Dave, one thing you notice is that when you go back to the bowl, the mice don't track you. They just continue to track the two who picked up their comrades, jumping to the two who are at the mages' guild. When you guys explain what's happened to the mages, you see them all start to look a little worried, like, what the hell? Kids did what? And one of them explains to you that opening that kind of rift shouldn't be possible in this area. Because dimensional travel is limited to very specific places.
Real quick, here's a crazy question to Karen and Jeff. Did you take the drawing of the sigils and or the book with you?
The drawing?
You had the book with them.
No, failed to draw, so, oh wait, I tried to draw, didn't I?
Yeah, you drew. I didn't take it from it, I don't have it with me.
Well, I would think I still have it.
I think we can retcon that if you want.
No, I'm cool.
Yeah, we can.
I don't want to touch the book, I wouldn't mind taking the drawings with us.
I don't mind having the book on me, if it's worth a lot.
He can keep the books, I'll keep the drawings, I just want to keep the information.
Or you can give the drawing to Karen.
Okay, yeah. Alright, yeah. That's cool with me. I'll give it to her.
Just make her promise to bring it back.
This is valuable information.
It's not like they're not sitting out on the barn and he can't draw them again or anything. So.
Okay, true.
That is a good
point. Okay, so I will just respond to the mages. Look, there's what shouldn't be, and then there's what is. And in this case, they seem to be the same thing.
Yeah.
So, shouldn't be fine. If it shouldn't be possible, come and tell us what is possible.
But yeah, and they explained to you that kind of about 700 years ago, there was a big battle, and it involved people in planes went back and forth,
yes.
And they couldn't really completely close down dimensional travel, so they limited it to certain places. Like you had to go to one city to get to hell, a different city to get to the astral plane, and so forth. So the fact that these kids somehow opened up a tear to hell is quite disturbing.
No kidding.
So they look at the drawing. When you show them the drawing, the guy you show immediately gives a confused look because he doesn't understand. But they eventually wrap their hands around the whole ordeal. They send one of the underlings with you to investigate and see about repairing the rift.
Are they going to come investigate our magical troop of dancing skeleton rats?
Well, that's part of what we told them, so I assume so.
Hmm? And the thing you guys would note is on your way back, you're seeing more skeletons. If you're getting closer, you're seeing more. Mm-hmm. And,
so whatever this thing is, it's growing.
Yes, it's growing. And on top of that, you're starting to see aerial skeletons.
Oh, that's not good.
Flying.
Yeah.
Bird skeletons.
Birds?
Yep. Bird skeletons.
High physics.
Aww.
This defies all laws of physics. I'm intrigued and angry.
Okay. But you guys get back without a problem. And when you get back, you guys get to the barn and you see the tools, the tool that have the mice are now completely surrounded by mice. They're all just kind of staring at them. Little teeny black holes.
Oh god.
They've been burrowing. So you know, you guys in the barn, the other than being surrounded by a bunch of skeletal mice, nothing really comes of anything. They're just now getting the attention of more and more dead things.
Just walk in. What did you guys do?
Well, they picked up them mice. I've been sitting here trying to keep Bob Jr. calm.
I'm getting a feeling that they might want to put down the mice that they picked up.
You know, I've never thought that. I don't want to give up these mice. They might be valuable in the future.
Well, let's just put it this way. How many mice do you want? Because it looks like you're about to get a whole bunch.
Oof.
Well, it looks like its family wants it. I'll put it down.
Okay, you notice that it is now about a fight. It going to its comrades on the floor. It's kind of looking at you guys with its lines of speedy black holes.
Does anybody else have some cheese?
Is it still looking at the person who picked it up, or just the guy who still has some?
This is in the mouse. This is in the next one.
Okay, so it left along the guy that took it down.
Oh, God.
They have an attack, they just will sit there staring.
Okay, this is... Okay, it's scaring me.
I have your name for... I'm sorry, I don't know your name, but whoever picked up... Whoever still has the mouse? You are now the Pied Piper.
Oh. Yeah. What, me? Wait, what? Because I still have the mice.
I still have the mice are following you.
Oh, God, no.
And if you go to one of the barn, you get about 200 mice just following you.
200 skeleton mice.
But they're not attacking me or anything. They're just following me.
They're just following.
Is it just the rodents staring at the Ryan, or is it the bull as well?
It's actually just specifically the mice. The rats, the skeleton rats, they don't care. They're all doing their own thing. Do you decide to leave the barn, walk out the barn with the mouse?
Well, I don't know what they do, but I reach into my pack, take a bit of cheese, ball it up, and flick it into the middle of them.
Do what?
Put a bit of cheese in the middle of the mouse group.
Well, you see a couple of mice tear up cheese and just take the chunks, and you see them eat it, and then they walk away, and as they walk away, the cheese kind of rattles through their bodies and falls out.
Okay. The mice are following me.
Yeah.
I try to crush a couple of them under my feet.
Maybe not a good idea.
I want to see how they react to violence against them. I crushed one of them. I crushed one.
He came on my fault. Oh, God. Okay.
Karen, we were being nice and polite to everybody. Now, what are you doing?
This is investigation.
Okay, now I'm just scared.
Well, we can still roll with this.
I want to take it because everybody's kind of against it. I want to try. I want to crush one under my foot. I will crush one skeleton mouse under my foot.
Everybody in the barn, roll initiative.
Oh my.
It's fun.
The guy crushing a mouse rolled a one.
I blame you.
Can I just like do one more? This is terrible.
No.
I hate this. I always go terrible.
Did I get an eraser? I got an eraser. Never mind.
No, I
got one here. Okay. Let's start at the top, 25 to 20.
Nobody.
15 to 20. Still nobody.
Yes, sir.
What did you say?
15 to 20.
I think I do. Hold on a second. I know Vince definitely does.
How many mice are in the
box? About 200.
They're little mice, okay?
They're skeleton mice!
Skeleton mice. They're weaker than normal mice. They don't have all that flesh making them all gunky.
No, you're missing the point. They don't have all that flesh that can get damaged.
It's not going to hurt them if you cut them. Because you can't.
That's why I want to crush them and break their bones.
You're gonna have to.
Okay, so real quick, that's Shagrat leading. Do we have a bunch of tiny things to represent rats?
Should we just like make little dots? Just go draw little dots.
Why not? Okay.
Now each dot can maybe.
Your NPC wizard will help.
He's a level 2 wizard.
I'm a level 1 sorcerer. I'm still gonna do something.
Yes.
It's
So when did you kill them?
Make sure you make 200 dots, David. I don't know how much you're counting.
Outside the cabin?
I stopped counting. Okay, so who's outside with Shagrat, the piper of soon-to-be death? Just to be sure.
Where am I with...
Well, I assume you came back with the random wizard.
Yeah.
Who...
I guess we're... Oh, maybe still off in the distance.
Wizard Venture? You're at least
you
close enough.
Outside the barn examining the signals with the wizard.
Yeah, and you were also close enough to at least try and yell that it was a bad idea.
That's true. I did come and see what he was doing. Never mind.
Yeah, let's say you're just right up there with him.
I do stupid things for science.
I'm on the outside of the door again. I like the outside of the door.
Okay. Wizard guy, I'm going to set coming around the corner this way, just as initiative starts. Okay, so, 15 to 20? Okay, 10 to 15?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, 14.
14. 14, 14. 12. 12. Okay, what's your dex?
19.
14?
No, hers is 19.
14 plus 2.
Okay. Yeah,
no, just 14.
14.
14. Yours is still higher than mine, so you go before me. Okay. Okay. And your dex is 19.
No,
your dex is 14. Your dex is 19. Okay, so Karen goes before you. Mm-hmm. Tell you what, Mai, what's your score?
Mai.
You're still going before Ryan.
I rolled a 1.
Actually, it's
12. Oh, yeah, yours is... Okay, so you, then Quan, then me.
Okay. Okay, I got plus an issue. 2. Oh.
There's 3 of us that got 12.
Who goes first?
Well, here Karen goes first of us, but one, she's probably just going to yell at Shagrat about how stupid a decision he made, and two, Vince probably goes before her.
Yes, he got it.
Okay, and Shagrat has a 3.
So the mouse somewhere has a 3?
Yes!
Oh.
He's probably still crushing the mouse as combat starts.
He does not notice the rest of the mice and their reactions. Which, speaking of, that's all the initiative's done, so yeah, Vince, you're definitely up.
Okay. So there is no role for this one. At the crushing the mouse, everybody else notices that sends the mouse lord into an instant rage.
Oh. I'm glad I did this.
So first up is indeed the horde. So since you stepped on it, they're all coming after you right now.
Good job, Pied Piper.
Ah.
So they're going to roll one big d20.
Nice job, Shagrat.
Does a 9 hit your AC?
Not 12.
No. Nope.
So no.
Yay.
Okay. You feel them starting to gnaw at your pants and stuff, but it really doesn't hurt yet.
Yet.
Yes.
Not yet. Oh.
Nice save.
Oh, shuttle box.
Next on the AC is the 14. So I think you were on the 14?
Yes, Karen is.
Alright, so what you see is one of your traveling companions starting to be swarmed by a hive of very angry mice.
Okay. Good book. Everybody plug your ears. I'm going to cast Thunder Wave, which is basically a big concussion.
You're saying in character.
So basically I'm going to cast a spell that hopefully will make at least some of the mice fly away in a wave of concussive force.
Okay.
It's going to be really loud, and hence the plug your ears.
Okay, can I make a recommendation, Karen?
Sure.
If I remember right, that's a 15-foot cube.
Probably.
Yeah, the horde of rats is spread out, basically, because 200 over 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 squares stretching into the barn, and you're a few squares away from that. Do you want to move closer first?
Yeah, probably. I'm basically going to cast it at the epicenter of my friend Pied Piper here so I can at least give him a second to get some of the mice off of them. If we're lucky, it'll blow them into the walls and kill a few, but I don't know if we're going to be that lucky.
Okay, if you move over to here right next to him, he'll be out of the way, but you'll still get most of the mice.
Sounds good.
Okay, so you run up right next to him, I assume yell something about him being stupid.
No, I think I'm going to leave it a good job, Pied Piper, and just let it go with that.
Good job, Pied Piper. Let me give you a hand.
Pretty much.
Excellent.
I'm assuming they understand sarcasm, so, you know.
Do you?
Indeed, I do.
I'm a cartoon where Aang just jumps in and, like, claps into a wave of air.
Yeah, that's essentially what I'm trying
that's
to do.
Thinking, that's what I have in my head, to jump in and just boom.
Yep.
Okay, yeah, if that's the spell you're doing, I've got it right here, too, so...
It just seems like the most effective thing that I've got right now.
Yep. That's going to be a constitution save for you, Vince. No roll to hit.
No, they're just hit.
Yeah.
What is the save for the charm?
Karen's spell saving throw DC. Which is 8 plus your proficiency plus your casting ability modifier. So wisdom.
Okay, 8, 10, 14.
Alright. They do not save.
Good.
So they get pushed 10 feet and take full 2d8 damage.
Does Pied Piper also have to make a save? Or
No, he's fine. He's
okay.
Fine.
Yeah, they're not hurting me.
No. The thunder wave is not hurting you.
Oh, good.
No, I suggested that area specifically because it would...
So it was 12 points.
Okay.
12 points of damage to our mice horde is hopefully a few of them smash into the walls and shatter.
Well, they do collect a lot, that's for sure.
Yes, quite a few actually shattered that.
Go ahead.
Okay, 15 feet in, so that's 6 squares out of 10 getting pushed back into the 4 remaining squares.
All right, so are they all inside the doors now?
Yes, they are all now inside the doors. Let me move their dots.
Okay. So up next is the other person who rolled 14.
Which would be Jeff. Yeah, all just inside the doors. Okay.
Where are you at?
He's here.
Oh, okay. There's no say.
He's, yeah, outside, that's not actually around.
Okay. So how many mice are still left? Like 199? Okay.
Well, he said quite a few shattered, so...
I run up to the door.
About 180 left.
I run up to the door.
Left. Okay.
Not bad.
Right? So
yeah.
I run
okay.
up to the door.
Running up to the door.
I yell to the people still inside, go out the back door, and I close the door.
Door closed.
So, just for reference, guys, now you close the door, you hear essentially a lot of little thuds up against the door.
as they all did, and they were just simply charging the stupid animals. So they're, you just hear a bunch of thuds as it all comes slamming the door right after he pulls it.
Maybe some of them will break their little necks.
We still have the three people who rolled 12s.
My first.
But,
so he said run out that door.
Okay. Yeah, run out.
Run out of through this door.
Yeah, it's up to you what you do.
Yeah, let's hope it's not locked.
And for the record, the people who are behind the mice or in the bar right now, the mice seem to be completely ignoring you guys. They simply want to get out the door to crush the crowd.
They're just still after me.
So
you're safe inside.
I'll go away. Go through the door.
Okay, you just get through the back door.
But still open.
Yep, it's still open. Alright, next up is Juan.
I'll go out the back door.
Going out the back door. Do you want to get farther than just outside?
No, just outside the door.
Okay. And my turn.
What was that?
I'm going to be extra not smart. Hey, you try to hurt my friends there? I realize he did a bad thing, but hey, I'm going to take a... Pwah! I throw my hands out and cast Burning Flames.
Ooh.
Oh, God.
Oh, it's okay. It's okay. It's oh, wait. The floor is hay. It's probably going to catch fire.
Oh, God.
Yeah. Between now and the next game, your job is to create something like the sobriety check you used to use for Father Jack, so you can drop that. Big call it stupidity check.
I'm doing it anyway.
Yeah.
For full senility, I mean, I don't know.
Everyone with 3d6.
Okay, not his fault.
I need you. Okay.
11.
11 damage to the rats, and luckily the wooden doors or anything don't catch fire because they're a little more than 15 feet away, but the hay floor probably does.
Did you just know that I think you're all...
some chance of fire starting.
Yeah, you did!
No. So. There's hay.
There's hay, and straw, and dust, and... You realize dust when catching fire is explosive?
Oh, God.
Yes!
Okay, so I'm a city kid. No, it's kind of...
Yes, it is. When it's dry.
Okay.
It just depends how recently the shrike was laid.
And
the point is, there's going to be dry cow flops in this barn somewhere.
This is how we lost Chicago.
Dry
cow flies.
At least we're not inside the city.
I had another horrible thought.
What?
After the barn goes up, how close is the cornfield?
No. I had this eventuality planned out. Yes, I did. Because it's something I'm going to tell it. I planned for myself.
I think you're going to need to start planning for Ross.
But for those of you outside the gate, on the outside of the barn, you see some more sigils light up on the outside of the barn.
Nice.
And the farmer, the farmer says, oh, great, some numbskull knocked over a ladder again.
Okay, there's fireproofing on the barn.
Yes, there is fireproofing on the barn.
I'm not going to die from fire!
The barn itself will not burn out. The inside, however, all the stuff on the inside of the barn, the hay, the cow poop, all the feed, the cork, the burlap sacks, those are all flammable still.
I may burn down!
people are still in there.
If it makes people feel better, the mice are going to take damage from the fire too.
I'm happy.
Isn't this like using a laser cannon to shoot flies?
At this point, anybody who's still in the barn, roll a reflex save.
That's just me!
Ooh.
17?
Okay, so you managed to avoid all of the exploding fiery poop that's all suddenly going everywhere. So, can you make it out of the bar in one round?
1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Just barely no.
Okay.
I get to the door where my and Juan's characters are.
So, as you make it, I mean, will 9 points of damage drop you?
Not if I use Stone's Endurance.
Because you, by the time you get to the back doors, you're going to withstand a total of 9 points of fire damage.
Bob Jr., I'm sorry! I roll for Stone's Endurance. Woo! That's 12. I can take 15 points of damage and not take any damage.
So yeah, wait. Roll as you get to the back door, roll a reflex save.
Oh my. That's a 9.
As you are like 2 steps from getting across the finish line, you get broadsided and end up getting pushed across the barn as a giant skeletal bull jumps the gate and takes off running.
Oh. Bob Jr., I'm prone in the corner. Or prone here, I guess.
As you get up, I'm going to say you're a little woozy, but the fear of a barn catching fire has got your head just straight enough to you're able to get out of the barn, taking 1 more point of damage.
Okay. Okay, closing door. By the way, I'm 2 hit points away from keeling over.
Then you better hope your robes aren't still on fire.
No, his are, but as he gets outside,
but she's not having druids holding it up.
Some of the farmhands tackle him and stuff the flames out.
Okay. I was gonna say, I could like pour water on.
Okay.
No, as you close the back door, you see another set of sigils light up. For those of you who know arcane magic, recognize the sigils that are now lit as a fire protection spells, and a frost spell. So essentially, dump layers of ice inside the barn that will eventually melt and stomp fires out.
Bob Jr., come back!
Oh no, Bob Jr. is long gone.
Goodbye, Bob Jr.
I mean, Bob Jr. was moving at a speed of 60 feet around, and he was running like that.
Well, no skeletal bull as a pet, but didn't start with one either.
Why did you have to ask that thing? You know how this works.
The ice
I do. That was like...
What
ice? Yes. As you got in the sit there, just like catching your breath, you see one skeletal mouse sneak out from the front door.
Oh, from the front door. So over near
me.
Yes, near you.
Oh no.
He's still following a Pied Piper.
But there's one skeletal mouse left alive, and that's it.
No, that's just how many's come out so far.
Oh
no. Wait, is it my turn to do something, or does somebody else go first?
Well, it's probably the skeletal mouse's turn.
Yeah, okay.
Who rolled a 3-4 initiative?
That was Ryan. That was Ryan.
Yeah, that was me.
Then, yes, it is your turn.
Ah, okay.
Still in combat.
I recognize what a terrible, terrible thing I've done. My investigation is more or less complete. I take the mouse that I captured and I throw it back near the mouse that just appeared. Did I leave my hand axe inside the barn?
I think, unless you took it from the corpse.
I didn't.
I need a pitchfork.
You gotta like your game, pitchforks. God.
We can look for it later.
I'll look for it later. It's not important right now.
I still have your dagger.
True, I don't want to attack it at anything anymore. I've already seen that attacking them is a bad idea.
One more skeletal mouse in front of you.
Okay, so I've thrown both.
Well, he threw the one he was holding to the other one. Maybe it hit.
No, I didn't throw it at the mouse. I threw it near the mouse.
Okay.
Just like kind of saying, okay, here, take it back.
I'm sorry, be free!
Yeah, be free just to see if they stop coming at me.
Yes, at that point, these two mice tend to just go and scamper off.
Okay, I caused the problem and I easily fixed it by getting rid of the mouse. Did I notice the new sigils burning on the side of the barn?
Yeah, no, the fire protection and the fire protection sigils are pretty well noticeable. You have to have your eyes closed to not see them.
Okay, so I've returned the mouse already, and I walk over to investigate these new sigils that I didn't see before.
As I said before, essentially all they are is stuff that makes the structure of the bar itself impervious to fire. And then the second set of sigils is ice spell. What the ice spell does is it'll form a 2-inch thick slab of ice at the ceiling, and then once the ice forms, it just drops, causing ice to go everywhere and put the fire out.
So, here's an important question. Does it still sound like burning inside?
After a couple of seconds, no. You hear a lot of hissing from ice melting and exploding, and then nothing goes quiet.
Okay, are we still in combat?
No.
I opened the door.
You see the crushed bodies of 178 mice.
Well, at least two made it out alive.
I open the front door.
And it's for the same thing. It's just, this stuff looks pretty soggy and steam everywhere. And dead skeletons, my skeletons.
I wave to Bob across the room. Hi, Bob.
Sorry, my skeleton.
Hi, little guy. Still alive.
No.
I need some help, baby.
Obviously, the wizard here does his thing and manages to deactivate the sigils, I guess, and repair the guys to the side of the barn. And pretty much that does it for this section. That's kind of all I had, really.
Okay.
And then some.
Well, I expected things were a little differently, but...
Can I assume that while people are doing that we have time for a short rest?
Yes.
Okay, I'm going to try and get some of these hit points back.
Yes.
I got 3 hit points back. Oh, wait. Okay, not 3 hit points. I get 6 hit points back.
At this point, the wizard's doing his thing, and after he does his thing, the farmer's going to start moving stuff back in, so I'm just going to take at least the rest of this day to get stuff in.
Okay.
And... the farmer does thank you guys for helping, keep things from being out of hand, even though it was a big commotion.
I think we kind of got out of hand.
Well, the fact of the matter is, he didn't lose anything. He lost some hay, mm-hmm. and some sacks, and some feed. Something could be easily replaced. Barn not burned out.
Okay.
He also has a large family with lots of kids. He expects the kids to be a little bit goofy and play with fire. Therefore, all of the buildings are warded against fire.
Speaking of losing stuff, did you get your hand axe back?
Is the hand axe even, still functional after it's been in the burning barn?
The hammer, not so much, but the hand axe is intact. It's a little charred, but it's intact.
Okay, so I'll reclaim the head of the axe. I can get a new handle. Later in town, maybe I can buy it from a shop.
I approach the farmer and ask if we're not entitled to a reward for getting rid of the undead abominations.
He does hand you a pouch full of 60 gold.
Nah, that's for all of us.
Well, he handed it to me. Well,
We'll divvy this up later.
Yeah, later. And much later.
Tell you what, why don't we head back to the bar and tell some stories?
What?
Exactly what I said. Why don't we head back to the bar and tell some stories? Go back to the bar, tell some stories. We can meet up there with Alton when he gets done with his temple stuff.
I need to figure out what is...
I meet up with the wizard to see what he's going to say about all these sigils and crap.
Yeah, and I can make a little extra coin telling the story about the exploding barn!
You started!
Yeah! Exactly! I have first-hand experience!
50. 550.
There was a horse skeleton rat this big, man. I just ran into a man and went boom! But there was dust everywhere, man, so I was like boom! And I had to go run, but a big old skeleton bolt knocked me over, and then I had to run out of the barn again. I'm gonna burn my head off.
Alright, so we're back in the tavern.
Yeah.
Back in the bar.
Out of curiosity, did I get any gold for that story?
You made about 12 gold.
It's a rich ass town.
It's a port town. I mean, you guys are like, it's a major port town.
Okay.
Yeah, people come in and out traveling.
Los Angeles.
Okay, while we're in the tavern, I figure I can make some money there from the folks. So I take out my guitar and play for them a little, a song. But how much money do I make from them?
What'd you call it?
Mm-hmm.
Rat Shack, the Mice Molester?
I made up a new story called The Fine Piper.
Nice.
Yeah.
You make about 10 gold, you know. It is late at night. Not a whole lot of people are in here.
Okay. 10 gold.
After I finish the story, me and Jeffrey's character head out front, and I will send you that text, Vince.
Okay. Oh, jeez. You guys want to double level here?
What, we're going to double level? Seriously?
You just beat 200 skeletons in a slightly unpredictable manner.
This podcast was recorded at MT English School in Toyama, Japan. Thank you for listening, and stay tuned for bloopers.
That's a start for recording.
Yeah, intelligence, knowing what might be in the book.
Well, that's a perfect time to ask the DM.
Thank you!
Let's
roll initiative. Combat starting.
Okay, roll initiative.
Yes. Dexterity.
16? 16.
Like the full, or just the bonus?
Oh, this is your dexterity score, this is your dexterity modifier.
Okay, so
that's the modifier right there.
Oh, the small number.
Yeah, the physically small number, which is actually bigger than the big number.
It's
even more. I know, that's why I said it that way.
No plus two.
Okay.
A 7?
Yes.
No. Elevator music.
That's really good.
That's usually very good.
Yes, death is bad.
You don't have to understand how it works, just that it is.
It's worth it.
That works.
Nice job, Shag Rat.
Well, at least he didn't do his name.
No. I'm pretty sure the mice are about to do his name.
Now we just dress it up in a little robe and give it a little tiny sight.
I'll just hold on to it.
Gosh. Is that the rat's name?
Squeak. It's a Discworld reference.
Oh, I still need to read Discworld.
Yeah, we're reading that.
Yeah. Oh, that's wicked.
How about you, lady? What's your name? Lady Elf Druid person, I assume.
Sorry, your accent is really hard to understand over the speakers, so.
Not just over the speakers.
No, it's not a problem with the speakers, it's.
Okay, let's say it's exacerbated by the speakers.
Okay.
Is that a descriptive term?
This is how we lost Chicago.
Shillelagh! Wow.
Actually, you don't have to tell us your roles. You just have to tell us when yours is going.
Yeah, it doesn't matter.
Yeah. Anyway,
What? I understand that, but what?
Feed me.
Yes, dog.
What you want, dog?
My, what's he saying? You can sing with animals, right?
Take it easy.
Yes, exactly.
Feed me, Seymour.
All right.
Hello, Davey.
The Elven gods.
Manwe, Ilúvatar, Ulmo.
Dos. Tres hermanos.
Stay upright. Oh, Mike, for that's actually up there.
Staring at the little beady black eyes.
How do they have beady black eyes if they're skeletons?
Beady black holes.
Beady black holes. No. No crushing.
No crushing?
No crushing.
No, he made his decision. Let him go with it.
I don't want a TPK. I don't want a TPK.
You know what? You think your PCs asked for it, or at least one of them did.
Oh, that is a lot of mice. You just beat 200 skeletons in a slightly unpredictable manner.
201 skeletons, and we released one from bondage.